This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Brewster Rhodes from the Green Umbrella Regional Sustainability Alliance is in the front row with Betsy Ross to talk about next weekend's Great Outdoor Weekend.
One of the best ways to find out what's going on in the outdoors here is coming up next weekend is the Great Outdoor Weekend. It's part of the Green Umbrella Initiative. And our buddy Brewster Rhodes is back with us to talk a little bit more about it. Brewster, when you were here talking about Paddle Fest, I said come back and talk about the Green Umbrella. So that's exactly what we're doing.
Well, thanks for inviting me back. Appreciate it.
Before we get into the Great Outdoor Weekend and the specifics of that, talk about the Green Umbrella Initiative. I mean, we've seen the billboards and probably heard the PSAs, but maybe we don't know exactly what it is. So tell us what the Green Umbrella Initiative is.
Sure, Betsy. The Green Umbrella is the region's sustainability alliance. We have about 150 businesses, large and small, nonprofits, educational institutions, and governmental entities that have come together in a very intentional way to work collaboratively to help make this area recognized nationally as one of the top 10 most green and sustainable metros in the country by 2020. And we've organized ourselves into 8 different action teams that work on water, watershed management, land management, waste, transportation, renewable energy, local foods, and they basically become local coalitions of the key folks in this region, Northern Kentucky and Greater Cincinnati, working together to move further, faster towards making this area more green and sustainable in each of those 8 areas.
How do you convince folks to be green? We have not been green for so long in our history. How do you convince folks to be green? Because bottom line is that it can be more expensive to be green.
It can be, but it depends on whether you look at the return in 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, or you think a little bit more long term, like 2, 5, 10 years. And what we're seeing is the major corporations in this community, the major banks like PNC and Fifth Third Bank, Macy's, Kroger's, Cintas, UC Health, major corporations now have full-time sustainability managers, Procter & Gamble certainly does, working to squeeze waste out of their system. It costs them to be throwing waste away at the landfill that they can in turn save money by recycling, whether it's food waste, whether it's other cardboard, et cetera. They're realizing they can save money by saving water, obviously by saving energy. So there's an intense effort by every corporation and large organization, the University of Cincinnati, Cincinnati State, Cincinnati Public Schools, Xavier, to, again, look at their operations and think, how can we save money by not wasting, again, energy, electricity, water? So it's frankly, the bottom line is now what is driving sustainability initiatives for businesses and for organizations and in many cases for households and certainly for municipalities in this region.
So when you have a green initiative within a corporation, how do you, as kind of this green umbrella organization, how do you go into a corporation and say, this is what we suggest? Or do you go in there and kind of listen to them and say, you know, what are you doing? What are your needs?
Well, frankly,
what are you interested in?
I appreciate the question. The thing is the corporate community is actually farther ahead in the sustainability movement than most people realize. The corporations are coming to us and saying, we know we need to be operating in a more sustainable fashion. We have a full-time sustainability director on site. We're working in a lot of ways to, again, be more efficient and more sustainable in our operations. But we need a little technical assistance in figuring out how to set up a food composting program within our office building. Fifth Third Bank has done this, and they, in fact, are a model. Their facility out on Red Bank, off of Madison Road, their processing facility off of 71. 4,000 to 5,000 people work there around the clock. And they didn't have any recycling or any food waste recycling, composting. And that was less than a year ago. Now 100% of their food waste is being properly composted with a brand new compost facility that just opened up 2 months ago on the center, off of Center Hill on Estee Avenue in the city limits. It's the largest commercially licensed compost facility within the limits of a major city in America. It's called Compost Cincy. So it's just 4 miles away from the heart of UC area. So we now have a very inexpensive way to dispose of food waste instead of taking it to a landfill, which is 40% of the landfill is made up of food waste. If you can compost that, you can create high-quality compost for landscaping and for gardens, et cetera, and it becomes a commercial product, an asset, not something to throw away and let sit for hundreds of years and rot.
That is fascinating. So the Green Umbrella is presenting this great outdoor weekend coming up next weekend. 120 activities. Tell us why, first of all, that you put all this together. 120 activities. That's a big initiative.
Well,
right
this
there.
Is actually the seventh year for Great Outdoor Weekend. Green Umbrella existed as a little bit smaller organization in the past, and we helped to expand it this past year to have more issues and broaden the board, et cetera. But so the Great Outdoor Weekend has a tradition in this community. In fact, it has now become the largest sampler for outdoor recreation and nature awareness programs and venues in the entire country. There's the Arts Sampler Weekend. Well, now we have the Outdoor and Nature Awareness Sampler Weekend here in Cincinnati. We actually now have 131 programs. They keep getting added, so you can check out on the greatoutdoorweekend.org for all the details. They're all there. But essentially, we have, 131 programs at 51 locations in 8 counties in our 3-state area over a 2-day weekend. So there's so many things that folks can do. You can go canoeing, kayaking, you can learn more about gardening, hiking, biking, camping, orienting, creeking, stargazing, tree climbing, birding, fishing, rowing, frisbee golf, hay riding, if that's the word, archery. These are all the kinds of things that adults and kids can do. That's just a sampler. You can also learn how to sample water for water quality. You can learn how to actually rescue somebody in the Little Miami River if their canoe turns over. You can learn how to make your own compost pile or system in your own backyard. You can learn how you can take a hike, and hopefully you'll be lucky in the Oxbow, and that particular day see a bald eagle flying over the Oxbow area in where the Ohio meets the Great Miami River. Mm-hmm. There are so many opportunities for adults and kids to experience the incredible variety of outdoor recreation and nature awareness and education opportunities and places to go around here. Most people don't have any idea of how many places there are where you can take kids or yourself and have an amazing immersion experience in nature right here in our own backyard. You don't have to go to the Smokies or to the Atlantic Ocean or to Lake Michigan to enjoy the outdoors. It's right in your own backyard.
We are talking with Brewster Rhodes from Green Umbrella, talking about this great outdoor weekend coming up next weekend, September 22 and 23. Why do you think it is important that people who may not have been exposed to some of the things going on in the outdoors, why do you think it's important to connect them with outdoor activities?
Well, one, obviously we all want to live healthier lifestyles, and so obviously being out in nature, being able to take advantage of bike trails and riverways and hiking areas helps you to stay in shape and connect as well psychologically, mentally to the natural world, which all the studies show is so important for youth and for adults. But also, a lot of folks these days can live in almost any community if they have skills. And so the major corporations are looking for additional angles to seal the deal with somebody who they're trying to recruit from the coast or from Chicago to come live in Cincinnati and work for them. So it's a talent retention and attraction issue in so many ways. And if somebody on the resume, they see that the human resources person sees that they like paddling, they like cycling, they like to hike, they like birding, well, for them to be able to whip out a brochure and say, look at all the things we have right here, who would think that all these activities and opportunities exist for you to do what you love to do right here in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky? This is a regional initiative, of course. Mm-hmm. So as lifestyles become more central to decision-making by companies about where they locate and by people about where they want to live, boy, this stuff becomes critical for the economic success of our region.
All ages, families, anybody, welcome.
Absolutely. Anybody. There's some things you have to be at least 5 years old to do. Okay? But again, there's tree climbing. You can go paddling in the Little Miami. You can go paddling on the Mill Creek. The Mill Creek Yacht Club has a special outing through the Mill Creek Council of Communities. The Granny's Garden School has a big program. The Civic Garden Center, the Kenton County Parks and Recreation. There are, again, over 50 different organizations that are sponsoring, in some cases, multiple events at the same or other locations. So please go online to greatoutdoorweekend.org. Check it all out. This is a major initiative of our Outdoor Recreation and Nature Awareness Action Team, which brings together about 35 park districts and nature education centers and folks doing environmental education and awareness building. Leave No Child Inside is very involved as well. So this is just a great opportunity to just spend the weekend The trick is how many places can you go to? We have a raffle, by the way. Every place you go, you can fill out the application for a raffle, and you may win some fabulous prizes.
Selected especially for you. This is the Great Outdoor Weekend coming up Saturday and Sunday, September 22 and 23. Lots of free activities, 8 counties. Take advantage of them. And if you want more information, please go to our website, WVXU.org, and we will have a link to all the information. Brewster Rhodes, thanks for being with us in the front row.
Thank you so much.